This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh moved a step closer to confirmation Friday when the Senate set the stage for a final vote on Saturday. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
All but one of the Senate's 52 Republicans voted to move to a final vote, led by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Facts matter. Fairness matters. The presumption of innocence is sacrosanct.
All but one of the chamber's 49 Democrats opposed Kavanaugh, including Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
The shameful culmination of the scorched earth politics practiced by the hard right in America.
Kavanaugh's nomination became embattled after an allegation of sexual assault by college professor Christine Blasey Ford, which Kavanaugh denied. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded. Berit Reiss-Andersen is chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2018 to Denis Mukwege and Nadia Murad for their efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war and armed conflict.
And the Nobel Prizes for Medicine, Physics, and Chemistry were awarded earlier in the week. At least three Chinese nationals were killed, three others critically wounded in southwestern Central African Republic, beaten by villagers who blamed them for the drowning of a prominent local man. At a news conference, a government spokesperson said that the attack would not go unpunished. The Chinese embassy did not comment on the attack. French police investigating the disappearance of an Interpol chief. More coming up. This is VOA News. Reported missing was Meng Hongwei. Reuters' Mia Wormsley reports.
The agency's main role is to help police forces in different countries tell each other about wanted suspects. It says the disappearance of its president is a matter for French and Chinese authorities. Meng has held the top job at the organization since 2016. Rights groups were concerned that China might try to use his position to go after dissidents abroad. For many years, Beijing has tried to get foreign countries to help arrest and deport citizens it accuses of crimes like corruption and terrorism back to China.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormersley reporting. The United Nations says it is seeking $50.5 million from the international community to provide relief for the 191,000 Indonesians affected by last week's earthquake and tsunami in central Sulawesi. Search and rescue operations continue as well. This woman and some of her family survived that tsunami. Her brother did not.
Someone told me my brother was okay, so I felt relieved. But we waited and waited until into the night, until the morning, but he never returned.
The death toll has surpassed 1,500. Some 2,500 people have been reported seriously injured. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in Japan on his way to another set of meetings in North Korea. AP's Julie Walker reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will make his fourth visit to North Korea Sunday and said he's optimistic he'll come away with a plan for a second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. However, he distanced himself from an earlier stated goal of getting North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons by the end of Trump's term in office. Meanwhile, the South Korean government delegation is already in North Korea to celebrate the anniversary of a 2007 inter-Korean summit and potentially engage in further peace talks between the rivals. I'm Julie Walker.
A Pakistani court said it would allow the country's anti-graft body to hold opposition leader Shahbaz Sharif for 10 days to interrogate him about alleged links to a multimillion-dollar housing scam. Angry supporters and police briefly clashed when he was brought to court in an armored vehicle. The decision comes a day after authorities arrested Sharif. Shahbaz Sharif is a younger brother of the former premier Nawaz Sharif, who was disqualified from his position in 2017 over corruption charges. A new study is laying the blame for 2017's unusually high number of hurricanes on the Atlantic Ocean's warming surface temperatures. Is one of the first studies to suggest that human-driven global warming is actually causing more hurricanes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.